So this is Last Motel, and I'm Eric Hodge, and we are so lucky to be here at Manifold Recording, and so happy to have all of you here making events like this possible and making everything that you hear and you listen to on North Carolina Public Radio possible. And we're really happy to have the Indigo Girls here. Thank you so much. So the last time that we talked, you were touring with a band called the Shadowboxers, and that was a while ago, and it was at DPAC, and since then I've been looking over at the website, and you guys have been on the road quite a bit off and on throughout then, and you've done these symphony shows and everything, and I'm just wondering how you keep it all going, because it seems like you're incredibly busy this year.
Well, we're actually still with the Shadowboxers, but tonight is our last show with them for a little while. They've been great to tour with. We just did a couple weeks with Joan Baez, which was really, really fun, and we continue to do symphony shows, and we're going to do our first real tour of Canada in a van, which is fun. And Amy just finished making another solo record, which she can tell you about. But I don't know, it's good to be busy. It never feels overly busy. We do take breaks, and we do have a great home life. And it's just, I feel grateful that we still have opportunities to do a varied amount of things musically. It keeps us interested, and we're going to make a new studio record in 2014, so... We like to keep growing and evolving, and we especially like to keep providing new material for ourselves and for our fans.
Well, and one of those dates coming up, you're playing in Charlotte with the Symphony Orchestra, right? Mm-hmm. So last time we talked, you said that was a little bit scary the first time through.
It's less scary now.
Scary now?
But now we don't throw up all day long waiting for the gig. It was total full-on panic for the first one. But I think we've done about 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're still scared, but it's like a different kind of fear now. Now it's just like normal kind of anxiety before you go on. You're excited. It's going to be fun, but are you going to screw up? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know what that feels like. So I guess in your careers and in your lives, are you always looking for that next thing that when you get comfortable with something, are you looking for something that scares you and sort of prods you on?
I am. I don't know. Are you?
I don't like the feeling of being scared particularly.
Maybe
but
nervous is a better word.
I don't like being nervous either, but I do I do like new things. Like, we worked really hard to learn all those songs for the symphony. It was a great challenge, I would say. I like challenges that make you grow and stuff. And then we did there was a musical production of High Fidelity, and we just went up to New York. We were invited just to sing a song up there, and that was totally bizarre and, like, off our radar. And actually turned out to be really fun. Now we're getting a little bit hooked up into some of the musical community out of New York City, and that's exciting. So we're just really fortunate that after being around all these years, people come to us with interesting things that we can get involved with, and we rarely say no, as long as it's not being sponsored by an oil company.
So there will be an Indigo Girls Broadway show soon.
You never know.
We'll see.
Well, maybe we should have a song finally after all of that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and this is called Share the Moon. I can go one day without calling, 2 days without bawling, 3 days without missing, but a lifetime with no kissing you. Something that I just can't do. I wish I could be there to share the moon. I got more back for the breaking, more callous for making, a lifetime for the aching. I got no need to run this battery down. Just trying to get the stains out. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose. Ooh. and trash heap burning, and them fireflies are returning. Nightfall is softly chirping, one trailer light is staying on till dawn. I wonder who is waiting on. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose.
You're listening to Last Motel on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, at Manifold Recording with the Indigo Girls. I love that song so much.
Thank you.
Me too.
Did you get to play that during the, was it the supermoon it was last weekend?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah? Where were you?
I don't remember.
Bethel Woods? The old Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. We were playing with Joan Baez in the site, on the site of the original Woodstock Festival, which
perfect.
Is on the night of the supermoon. Wow. That's pretty bizarre.
It was a clear night.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah.
So I know you don't collaborate as songwriters, but has either of you come in with a song and you, it's not really an Indigo Girls song, we're not going to do that one. Does that ever happen? Is there any argy bargy about that?
Argy bargy. Yeah, it's happened.
Right? Yeah.
A couple times.
But usually, if we know we're going to make a record, well, I don't have a whole lot of extra songs, so hopefully Amy will like them enough to be Indigo Girls songs.
Yes.
But we have a good sense of what will be an Indigo Girls song. And Amy's, she's done so many solo projects that she has a very keen sense of what she wants to be on her solo records and what she wants to be on Indigo Girls records.
Right. Is that a separate writing process for you? Oh, I'm going to write my record now. Oh, I'm going to write songs for the Indigo Girls.
It's not totally separate. No, I think, but when I start a song, I have a feeling about it. I can usually hear Emily in my head. She doesn't hear me necessarily when she's writing, but as she's said before, but I only know that because she's said that before. We learn a lot about each other in interviews, but I do hear her, and honestly, and now I've gotten to a place where if I've made a solo record, I feel this urge to write Indigo Girls songs. I wrote Share the Moon while I was making a record called Lung of Love. I would write every night after I was in the studio because I just felt inspired for some reason. So for the next Indigo record.
Right.
And probably because we were going to make one and I didn't have any songs and I needed to get my ass in gear. That's what the truth was.
Well, we can't wait to hear the new record. That'll be great.
So, we'll see.
What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song from Beauty Queen Sister from our most recent release. And it's written by Emily. It's called Able to Sing.
I went to a wedding, I brought a song, folded up like a list of thanks from a praise-a-thon. The bride was Snow White, the groom was strong, the trail was as endless as the day is long. Some days are fairy tales, some days fly. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie could open up their sweet throats to serenade a king. That's a lot of heat to take in
a lot of heat to take and still be able to sing. Still I see them in the night with their blood red wings alight, while the rocket's red glare gives proof through the night that something's not right. Something's not right. In the book of Stephen there is no prophecy,
able to sing from the Indigo Girls here live on Last Motel at North Carolina Public Radio at Manifold Recording. When you think of all the, you know, your 14 albums into a career, and are there songs that surprise you sometime with the way fans react and you suddenly find that you have to do one every night that you didn't think was going to have that connection?
Oh, that's a good question. I knew that I loved Share the Moon and that it was a special song, but people freak out over that song. And I guess I didn't realize that people could freak out so much over a ballad. And it's really nice, because that's one of my favorite songs Amy's ever written. That's the first song that comes to mind like that. Because, you know, like the sort of hootenanny sing-alongs, those are kind of no-brainers in a way. They're bound to catch on a bit.
Sure.
But I think that Share the Moon has become anthemic for us in a way, a quiet anthem. So that's the first one that comes to mind for me.
I like to try to pick out what lines people are going to sing along with on Emily's songs, because I find that she has her finger on the pulse usually of something populist that people are going to hook into. I was trying to think of what that is this time around with these songs. What is it that people are singing now?
From the new stuff? I don't know. Maybe nothing.
Well, I think, you know, song...
Like Pendulum Swinger, like an older song of Emily's, that was a fun one because there were certain lines. I can't remember them right now because we got to relearn that song. But I remember thinking people are going to sing along with that line for sure. And then they did, and it was cool,
right?
You know. But not because we always know, but just because it's like there's certain lines that are just so good that she writes that I'm like, that's going to be a sing-along line.
That's got to be a good feeling. when you realize you've written one of those lines, it's going to have that universal appeal.
I think she doesn't. Sorry, I was just gonna say I do think a lot about the power of familiarity in songs, like because Amy and I always like to play new stuff, and I can't speak for Amy's feelings, but I'm sometimes like, is it okay, guys, if we just like we're gonna do a couple new songs and there, or something obscure, and because I'm thinking about bands that have had many like songs on the radio or whatever, and the power of listening to a song over and over and over again. I'm not gonna say it's an advantage, but it is a unique power that a song that's been heard a million times has. So I've been thinking about that a lot, just because that tension sort of between wanting to play the old favorites and wanting to play new stuff and always wanting to play obscure stuff. But, you know, our fans, they're really good about being very open for us, which is a wonderful thing, because we're not a radio band, obviously. We've never had a proper hit. We've just been around for a long time.
Well, in some ways, that's an advantage, because you don't have to conform to, you know, whatever is a radio hit today and might be tomorrow. But
yeah, and we don't, we never play songs we don't feel like playing. So even though we played Closer to Fine more times than we can count, I still enjoy playing that song. I can't believe it. And I think it's because we always have opening act, like Shadowbox or Sing on It right now, whoever's with us on the road
so sings
on it.
So they bring something to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's new every time and unique, so.
What's next?
Oh, well, here's a song.
Oh, we're going to sing. Oh, yeah.
This isn't a song people sing along with usually, but.
But they like it.
All right, well, is this, let's tune. We're going to edit this out, y'all, so no worries. Don't get nervous for me.
I might leave it in there.
Don't get nervous for me. That's
I'll
a good name
okay
for a record.
It, but, you know.
Indigo Girls, don't get nervous for us. This is a gorgeous studio, by the way, y'all. Holy cow.
I wrote this song for another musician friend of mine. All right, one, two, one, two, three, four.
I was downstairs in the green room, waiting for you to appear. I said hello to your family. I said hello to your friends. I said hello to this situation and every yours. Now it's easy for me to tell you that my love for you is sincere. Yeah, but I once stumbled on these feelings. I once stumbled on these words. It's something you don't ever stumble on, dear. Yeah, you were so baroque. All of those words just tell me no. And you were so soft-spoken with all the others who said you weren't broken. They just let you go.
Yeah.
Tell me no. And you were so soft-spoken with all of the others who said you weren't broken. They just let you go. So when you're 3 days down the highway and you're looking like I feel, and it takes a lot,
it takes a lot
to keep it going, and it takes a lot,
it takes a lot
to keep it real.
Take some time
for yourself and learn to yield.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Indigo Girls live on Last Motel at North Carolina Public Radio. That song was Yield. And if anyone ever wondered, can you rock it with a mandolin? I think you can rock it with a mandolin.
Amy could rock it with a kazoo. She just rocks it. It's awesome. Oh, I got one, I think.
I'm going to find one.
Kate, Emily, you've got...
Interview Emily for 1 second.
Okay. Emily, I could ask you about your restaurant.
Oh, yeah. It's called Watershed. on Peachtree, and we were in Decatur, Georgia, where I live for 13 years, and then we moved our new location to Peachtree, and it's our chef is from Louisiana, and it's really good food. It's farm to table, so we support all local farmers and growers and humane people who raise meat and raise animals who become meat, I should say, respectfully. And it's great, and I eat there whenever I possibly can.
So music wasn't stressful enough, you thought you'd get into the restaurant business.
Well, I don't have to make anything, and we've got, my partner is the sort of the managing partner, so
nice.
I just get to go in and enjoy it. But it is a labor of love. I hardly recommend it for anybody if you want a stress-free life. But I've been a foodie since I think I came into the world. I was just talking to some friends. I remember when my family used to take vacations and we'd go to Howard Johnson's, and I was like little, and I would just talk about the fried clams, like want the fried clams, and I love sharing food with people. And of course now, you know, in a rural state like Georgia, just grateful that we're able to draw from so many farmers and support them, and so it feels good all the way around.
Howard Johnson's an early adapter for the whole locally sourced thing, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that was it wasn't a great segue, actually, yeah.
Still.
But it was...
Their food was good.
Their food, well, their fried clams
were... Their hot dogs were the best ever, and they grilled the bun a little bit, too.
That's true.
There too.
Amy's sticking up for me here.
Yeah,
because, this was in the 60s, right?
You're a kid.
So, I mean, you know.
Where else do you go?
Yeah, exactly.
Motel 6 and Howard Johnson's.
There's still one in Times Square.
A Hojo?
Yeah.
Blue and orange.
Well, I love their food. I don't eat meat anymore, but if they had a veggie dog, I'd be down with that.
They had cheap hotels for families that were traveling. We could really get off on a tangent here. But anyway, the restaurant...
Well, this could be a Last Motel story.
Oh, yes, it could be. But
is it? Is it a Last Motel story?
It feels like it.
Well, I'll tell you that... what is a Last Motel story anyway?
Well, that's sort
does
of...
Does it have to be interesting?
Well, it could be interesting or... I've had stories of scorpions in beds and you know, weird things left in rooms and you know, vacant motels and things that are under construction. But I've also had really sweet ones, too, so, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this, then. When I was a little girl, I hated breakfast food, but I loved fried clams and grilled cheese sandwiches and stuff, so... When we went to Howard Johnson's, I asked them to make me fried clams as a child instead of breakfast. And also, once a week, my mom and dad made us soup and sandwiches for breakfast because I didn't like breakfast food.
And Howard Johnson's was like, we'll do that for you.
Apparently, I think, I don't know how you can twist your own history in your mind. Maybe they didn't,
but
I think they did. But I remember how sweet my parents were to give me grilled cheese and Lipton's, remember Lipton's noodle soup in the packets? For breakfast once a week.
Boiled water.
So there you go, motel.
There you go. Okay, what's next? I guess this will be your last one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Until later.
Okay, this is a love song. It's called Power of Two. We got a request for it.
Yes,
so.
You did.
Okay.
legacy, it's that we loved each other well. I've seen the shadows of so many people still trying on the treasures of youth, but a road that fancy and fast ends in a fatal crash. I'm glad we got off to tell you the truth, 'cause we're okay, we're fine. Baby, I'm here to stop your crying, chase all the ghosts from your head. I'm stronger than a monster beneath your bed, smarter than the tricks played on your heart. Look at them together, then we'll take them apart, adding up the total of a love that's true. Multiply life by the power of two. Shining little trinkets of temptation, something new instead of something old. All you gotta do is scratch beneath the surface, and it's fool's gold, fool's gold. For better and I took us for worse. Don't you ever forget it. Steel bars between me and a promise, suddenly bend with ease. And the closer I'm bound in love to you, the closer I am to free. So we're okay. All the ghosts from your head. I'm stronger than the monster beneath your bed, smarter than the tricks played on your heart. We'll look at them together, then we'll take them apart, adding up the total of a love that's true. Multiply life by the power of two.
That it is great to write one of those songs that you know couples all over the place. That, you know, they hear that and they instantly relate to it. It's just like that's
sweet.
A universal thing. Well, thank you so much for coming out. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers are the Indigo Girls. Their most recent record is Beauty Queen Sister. Amy and Emily, thanks so much for checking into Last Motel.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We love it.
Thank you, everyone, for supporting North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Everything you hear, Last Motel, it's all made possible with your support. Thanks again to Michael and Amy Thiemann and everyone here at Manifold Recording, especially engineer extraordinaire Ian Schreier, who you don't get to see, but he's in there making this all sound good. Our Last Motel sound engineer, Al Wadarski, who is assisting. And our not-so-secret weapon today, Isaac Davy Aronson, who is a top fan of the Indigo Girls and helped produce today's show.
Yay.
He's right there. And it's his last day. He's moving back to New York. But thank you again so much for coming out.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Are we doing like formal photos?
Yeah.